Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My talkers, welcome back. Julia is back in studio hanging out with Lori this week. We are welcoming you back. Thank you so much for coming back to us. We missed you a lot, Julia. How was your trip?
Oh, some nice Mexican music on for you, some mariachi music. Yes, you've returned from the Yucatan Peninsula. You missed 7 days of gloom. The sun came out once when you were gone.
Okay. I thought of that today when I was driving to work because it was sunny every single day and 80 something. It was, I never get nice weather when I'm supposed to go to some place with nice weather the whole time. It was beautiful. That place is reliable for weather, the Yucatan.
Yes, Yucatan.
It really is.
How did you like the resort that my dad insisted you stay at? And he took our family there in December of 2019. It was a good family spot.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
What was it called again? Because they've changed the name from
Wyndham Alta.
Alta.
And right on the corner of Playa, it was
Fifth Avenue and whatever.
I don't even know.
You were kind of said that place is kind of in the center.
It was.
But not noisy. You can't hear Fifth Avenue.
No, you can't. You can only hear the pool.
Yes. And the ocean, maybe.
The ocean. I mean,
did you have an ocean front room?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, when we first got there, so we got there, and by the time you finally get to your room, you're just kind of done.
Yeah.
And get to our room, and it's right over the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Right over the gentleman who's leading the funny party in the pool.
With the foam.
That happened later. I almost died. But he's leading whatever party it is. And I'm thinking, wow, it's beautiful. We overlook the pool. There's the ocean right next to it. And I'm like, uh-uh.
Did you switch rooms?
Oh, had to immediately. So Jeff goes down and then I go down and try to cry. And we couldn't get moved till the next day. And that night they had a pool event, things.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh.
But we
got moved to a beautiful, beautiful room.
The rooms are big property. I was really shocked.
Huge. And the lanai, big. It was just, there's nothing like being right on the ocean, watching the sunrise and sunset and just listening to the waves. It's my happy place.
And Playa is fun because if you want to have a little nightlife, you just walk from your hotel a block up to the Fifth Avenue.
Everything was there.
Bustling.
Everything was there. Yeah. And we went on a couple day trips.
What were your day trips?
Well, we went to Acamal.
Acamal, where the turtles are. Buena Vida.
Yes. And I had just had a spray on tan, so I didn't want to go in the water.
Yeah, no, I get it, too. That's why I don't like going in the water.
I'm telling you.
It'll take it off.
And I didn't want to get a massage right away.
Because it'll rub it off.
Right. I mean, we left Tuesday morning and got my spray on tan Monday night. And I was just like, no, I do not want to lose it the first day.
Right,
because I'm not a tanner.
Yeah, yeah.
And the spots haven't started. The tanning stuff hasn't globbed on to every spot I have on my body yet. That was day four.
So did you have lunch at La Buena Vida or you go?
We ended up having a cocktail there.
Okay.
Just a quick beer because we went there, rented bikes, rode over the scariest thing over the freeway where we rented bikes on the other side instead of just go over the bridge and ride fast. Well, it was the scariest thing. There was a walking place a little down further. And I said, we are doing that on the way home because I was just dying.
Well, it's so hard to cross that road too. Yeah.
And
did
so,
you see any turtles swimming, though, in the bay or anything? No.
We could have.
Yeah, you could have if you snorkeled.
We didn't want to put that much effort into anything.
I agree. I go down there and do nothing, partly because I've done a lot of things.
Yes. I did Tulum, so is Jeff.
You're right. And the relaxation. You haven't been alone with your new husband.
We were alone a week earlier at the cabin. I mean, really, but it was so, it was wonderful.
Yeah. Good.
One day I'm like, you need to go do something. So Jeff booked a fishing trip and he was the only guy on it, and it was. And
well, they
he
were probably
back.
So happy that they had a customer.
Well, they had some customers, but yeah. He was the only. Yeah, and he caught so many fish, and then we went to this restaurant that they clean your fish and then they make it for you.
Well, love that.
It was so. And I posted on Instagram today.
Delicious.
This, you know, sashimi. Oh. He caught all these tunas. He caught this other fish that was like 200 feet down. He was on so high. He loves to fish.
Okay.
So it was super
fun.
Super fun. And then I.
And then what were you doing? Like a massage or reading?
I was reading. Got it. Chilling. I was chilling.
Yes.
I think, you know, when you stay at an all-inclusive, the same thing is always true. Nothing's too cold. Nothing's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
The food is. Whatever.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. One day I was kind of just missing something that tasted really great.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeff surprised me. Uber Eats or something delivered super hot chicken wings from a chicken wing place that was so sweet.
Of course you got chicken wings.
No, I got it because I love chicken wings. And it was so sweet. He delivered them at the pool. And then he goes, don't come to the room for a while. And I go to the room. And there's rose petals everywhere.
Oh, nice.
And doing all this stuff. And it was nice. One of the things that we did, and I never went to Cozumel, never stay on Cozumel because there's not enough to do there.
No,
so I've done that once. I went my senior year. That's what we did our senior trip.
Well, but that's probably kind of a good contained.
It was exactly. It kept about 20 18-year-old men in the same little spot.
Right,
it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they
didn't
want us going to
there's
Playa.
There's not enough to do unless you are a big time scuba diver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They that's didn't want what us people go to
and
Cozumel.
And so watching the people go over the ferry with their luggage, because then after flying into Cancun, getting there, and then another trip. I thought, by the time you get there, you'd be set. But we took a biking trip, a biking tour.
Yeah, fun. And that sounds like actually
it was
fun.
And with electronic bikes, which I've decided are the new mopeds.
Yes.
And if you don't want to pedal, you
so
don't have
to.
So
did you go around the whole island?
Not the whole island, but we went to all, you know, the first sites. Church, all the things, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was, and then we went and had really, really some of the best tacos way inland at this little place that was amazing.
Yeah. Did you have guacamole every day?
Yeah, but you know, they didn't. Yeah.
But they didn't have it.
It wasn't
good,
that good. Good. It was good at this point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else did we do? We you know, we didn't make it out
did
very late.
Did you go to Coco Bongo?
No. All right. So here's the cutest. We met these kids. Where did we go that one night? Because we stayed out kind of late.
Like the swing bar?
We were at bars.
Did you go?
But swing bars were everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. All right.
Everywhere it has a swing bar.
But there's
bar.
A good famous one, like right on Fifth Avenue.
I saw the corner
one.
Yes. And they had, there was competing music on Fifth Avenue. This is the street where all the shops are.
There's
they
no
malls.
Cars.
There's no cars. Yeah. But there's competing music right across the street, like who could be louder. Okay. And by the time the pool thing was done, so every day it was how far we could get away from the pool DJ.
Yeah, right.
No, the day they did the foam thing in the pool.
Oh, yeah. We were there.
Oh.
It was, you know what, it worked. Like, Casey and I said we would not, like, go and stay there. A, because we like to stay south in our little condo place in Puerto Aventuras. But for the family trip with my dad having five kids in it was fun because the only planned thing we had is like a land cruise. You know,
really,
we just had a dinner together. But there were some people in the group who wanted the pool party atmosphere. Casey and I discovered this little pool, this little situation up top.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like a land cruise, but the location of the place is really...
It's really pretty good.
Really good. Yeah. And I couldn't envision staying in a hotel that's right on Fifth Avenue because it goes
late. I would
have
hyperventilated.
It goes late, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Oh, no, I would have gone crazy.
Yeah.
I would have gone crazy. And I think, you know, it was just fun.
Yeah.
It was just
relaxing.
I read books, Laurie. I met a lot of people
from
my
sexy time and hopefully didn't come home with any kind of an infection.
Oh, you're
but
so...
But I trust you to pee after sex.
I still could never figure out the pesos to dollars the entire time. I did not
20
buy...
20 pesos to the dollar,
Yeah,
Julia.
I just couldn't. I couldn't. I didn't want to deal with it.
100 pesos is a dollar.
I just didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't buy one thing except for... You know, cocktails and food.
Yeah.
I did not buy one thing. But it came time to the math and stuff. It just seemed exhausting to me. Frida, who's the lady with the eyebrows?
Oh, Frida Kahlo?
Everywhere. Yeah. More so than I've ever seen her.
Yeah, there's one really good
cool shop of all
that's
things
devoted
her.
To her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was everywhere this trip. More so than I'd seen her.
All right.
It's lovely and it's easy.
All right. Well, listen, glad to have you back when we get back. Julia, there are so many stories that you and anyone else who was gone last week missed out. I'm just going to give you just a little rundown. And the one story I know we'll talk about a little bit later. You know, we have to talk about Lisa Marie Presley. I mean, you called me.
I couldn't handle
it. You're so shocked.
I couldn't believe it.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Furniture Manor. So, Julia, yesterday I was telling Stephanie March, who she's like, you know, I'm looking for some furniture. Oh. And I said, I just got furniture at Furniture Manor, and I'm so happy with it. I don't know why I didn't do it before. I'm so happy. There was so many options to choose from on the showroom floor. I mean, that really is kind of amazing. If you don't, because she's like, I don't want to order anything. I don't want to get anything online. I just want to sit on something. Yes. I'm looking for a bar cart. And I think she was looking
They have so many cute ones.
For a smaller size couch. And I said, you have to go there. And, she, you know, how long has she been listening? She's like, I didn't realize that that was, it's that big of a showroom type of a place.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, they don't even have stores like this anymore.
It's so lovely. And like you said, if you love it and you want it off the showroom floor, take it with you. They'll deliver it the next day. Plus, if you, you know, really need interior design help, they can help you with all that as well. And they have fantastic pricing, Furniture Manor.
A lot of other people might have been gone last week, you know, taking advantage of the MLK Day, flying on the Tuesday, which can be travel savings.
And I'm going to tell you, though, travel busy. The airport was so busy when we left.
Yeah.
I think for the very first time, the TSA pre-check was longer than the other line.
Really?
I've never had that happen in my life.
When you left last week, well, be glad you left last Tuesday and not Wednesday, because that was the day the FAA grounded all planes for like 2.5 hours.
I would have died.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I would have died.
My dad was up in Duluth. I'm like, get yourself on the landline and Delta will have your 4:30 flight to Paris, because he left for a European cruise.
Oh, that's right.
And he goes, oh, no, Delta said the planes, we're going to leave here at 12:45. I said, Dad, you're a tertiary market at the very least. This is going to be a domino. Get down.
Hurry up. So you have great travel advice, so Lori, I will say.
Yeah, so that happened. And so it was a little bit, you know, of anyone who was traveling last Wednesday just had some things, but it was up and running, blah, blah, blah. Then you missed the Golden Globes, which was just epic. And it became more epic in hindsight. But, you know, that was the show itself, you know, was, I enjoyed it. I was so happy, you know, to have a show. But Gerard Carmichael, who was the host.
Was he great?
Well, he had to address the elephant in the room. The HFPA is racist. And he said, I'm here because I'm black, you know. Right. So that made Hollywood deeply uncomfortable. But when he came out about middle of the show to introduce who the next presenters were, which was Glenn Powell and another guy from Top Gun.
Yes.
He came out, and backstage I found these three Golden Globe awards that Tom Cruise returned. And people laugh, but not ha-ha-ha really loud. He said, look, I'm just the host, briefly or whatever, but I have a pitch. I think maybe we can take these three things and exchange them for the return of David Miscavige's wife, Shelley.
Stop. Did people laugh?
Yes, but hesitantly.
Oh, wow.
And they did not pan over to Lisa Marie and Priscilla Presley, because they were too busy lovingly showing Brad Pitt and his fresh haircut and his fresh face. Yeah, he looked really good.
Okay.
So they didn't show them. And then he just said Glenn Hall and other guy. Yep. And then the other big laugh that happened was, I don't know if we still have that clip or not. Probably. I mean, it's somewhere. But Eddie Murphy got
the
Cecil.
Oh, I can find that.
Did you hear that joke?
Yeah, yes. I can find that here.
At the very end of his speech, he said, I've got the advice.
Three secrets to being a great Hollywood actor.
The secret to success in life.
In life, that's it. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
He made it be bigger because, you know, they vetted him. Yeah. And, you know, and he was right up front, you know, so we kept seeing him and we kept seeing and then like all these. COVID, her name is a biatch because from the Golden Globes to the Critics' Choice, Jamie Lee Curtis mm-hmm. at the Globes, sick, couldn't go to Critics. Mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer, same thing. Jean Smart, same thing. Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, all tested positive and couldn't go to the Critics' Choice.
Mm.
So crazy. She was circulating.
Who was the sick one?
Huh? Who knows? But they all tested positive because they are testing before the show. Yes. So here's how Eddie Murphy, and this definitely got the biggest laugh at the Golden Globes.
I want to let you know that there is a definitive blueprint that you can follow to achieve success, prosperity, longevity, and peace of mind. It's a blueprint. And I followed it my whole career. It's very simple. There's three things. You just do these three things. Pay your taxes. Mind your business. And keep Will Smith's wife's name.
Oh.
Ma!
And then he used the exact language. It was like that popped. Like, people felt like, we can enjoy ourselves because Eddie Murphy delivered that so brilliantly. Right. He's probably the only one who could make that joke.
and then there were
great winners, and people were super excited. And Ki Hu Kwan, who won for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh,
people
I was so happy about that.
Put it together that he's Short Round, the little kid from Indiana Jones and the Temple Goonies. Of Doom and the Goonies.
Okay,
and
so here.
You cheat, Dr. Jones, you cheat.
Yeah,
that's one of his famous lines.
People weren't all connecting that until he won and he thanked Spielberg because he was the first person to hire him. It was a good award show. And then when Austin Butler won for Elvis,
was everyone so happy?
People were so happy and they kept panning to Lisa Marie Presley and Priscilla, made them both cry. Lisa Marie crossed her shoulders and mouthed, "I love you," at him because he expressed his love of, he said, "I want to thank. You know, the Presley family, Lisa Marie."
I might have that.
Do you have it?
Yeah, give me a second here. I'll find that too.
It was so good. And then he also said something about, "I love you, Elvis." I mean, it was really, and then.
Well, it was 3 years of his life.
And then people were dragging him because he's still talking Elvis. Well, I'm sorry. This is part of the Oscar campaign. He's leaning into it.
So. Funny.
He is leaning into it. So
he was still really talking Elvis, or is that just how he talks?
This is just how he's talking right now, Julia. For all I know, he may be keeping it, but he gave a really poignant speech. Michelle Yeoh was a wonderful award show. It was really fun. And then, you know, so.
And we heard from, what was the lady from Abbott Elementary?
Oh, yeah. Shirley Ralph and Quinta and Tyler Michael Carmichael won. And
this is the
right
Quinta.
Now, on this carpet, you're talking to my 15-year-old set. There's nothing wrong with your nose. There is nothing wrong with the shade of your skin. There is nothing wrong with the way your hair grows out of your head. And there is certainly nothing wrong with your lips, because there will be some people called Kardashians and they will pay $10,000
for your lips. Oh, hang in there, 15-year-old Cheryl Lee Ralph. You're good.
Oh, wow. So it was just notes to myself.
Yeah, it was just really super fun. And then, you know, Lisa Marie Presley goes into cardiac arrest on Thursday and then dies Thursday night. And so that's where we'll leave off. And I'm sure you had some thoughts.
Oh, geez. That was just too much
about it. And then, you know, Madonna announced she's going on tours, Prince Harry. And the Don and Steve show got a kindergarten diploma for having a 5-year anniversary. That's what you missed.
All right. Sounds like a fun week. Yes, I mean, busy. All right.
So, Julia, I said, you know, Madonna yesterday announced that she's doing the celebration tour where she's going to do all of her hit songs.
You told me like a couple weeks ago that that was rumored, didn't you?
Yes. Well, it was rumored that she had a big tour announcement and it had leaked that London, the O2 Arena, had been booked.
Oh, okay.
And nothing else. And then over the weekend, she scrubbed her Instagram, which quite frankly needed it. A good cleansing.
Oh, yes, it did.
All of that is gone.
I took pictures of a lot of those things, though.
And then she did a video announcement that was just so badly done. But whatever. But at the end of it, is she's celebrating all of her hit songs. Truth and we're going to be giving away tickets.
Woo!
And it's Sunday, July 30th. So next week, we'll be giving away tickets at Excel. And she's only doing 35 U.S. cities and like a dozen European. So it starts, it starts like the end of May and is over by like November 12th.
Wow. Okay.
And she's in Vegas October 7th. But anyway, she's coming here. And so that was like kind of exciting. But really the thing that was just so shocking was last Thursday we were on the air and TMZ, just like they did with Michael Jackson, broke the news that paramedics had been called to Lisa Marie Presley's house, that a housekeeper had found her collapsed on her bedroom floor.
Unresponsive.
And unresponsive. Danny Keough, her first ex-husband, who she remained so close to, he stood up for her in her wedding to her fourth husband.
Right.
He's the father of Riley Keough and Lisa's son, Benjamin, who took his life in July of 2020, and they met at the Scientology Center and married when they were 20 years old.
I remember.
And Lisa Marie left Scientology in 2012. But when we heard that news that happened, we were just like shook because we had just, so on Monday, she just been at Graceland. Right. It had been Elvis's 88th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Sunday.
The 8th. And hadn't been there since December of 2019 because then COVID happened. They didn't have it. And then her son, and she's like, you guys are really the only reason I come out of the house anymore. And she seemed really just like beyond grateful because this is a woman who's born into the limelight basically. Mm-hmm. And is so known by the world that people really felt like they knew her, and it was just sent shockwaves all around the world when later that night she passed away. But she'd been at that thing for Graceland. And then the night before that on Saturday, I thought it was Monday, but it was Saturday the 7th, Warner Brothers had a huge party for celebrating Elvis. So she was there with her mom. I think her daughters were with her and flew to Graceland. Then Tuesday was the Golden Globes, and she did interviews with Entertainment Tonight and Extra, and she walked the carpet with her mom and Jerry Schilling, Elvis's longtime associate, who's 80. Mm-hmm. He was the young one. And she seemed, to me, when I saw it, to me, it just seemed she has the saddest eyes in the world.
Oh,
you know?
Does she have her dad's eyes? They are just the...
They look so sad. And she seemed a little bit, she had gum in her mouth and all this kind of stuff. But I thought the emotional thing of her dad, all of a sudden new love for him is being found all over the place.
A new generation is falling in love with him.
He's not a character. Right. He's like the amazing artist. A lot of emotion, And anyway, Grant and I decided we're not going to play this extra interview because it just felt like
she was exhausted in it.
She seemed sad, exhausted, all this stuff. Yeah. Anyway, and then that night comes across the news that she died. She'd been.
I was dying. I'm like, and you know, where we were, a lot of people from the UK and a lot of people from Australia.
Yeah.
And they just went on it because they loved Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Loved.
And by extension, loved Lisa mm-hmm. Marie.
100%. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You were in Vegas. I was in Vegas when Prince died and the whole place was purple. You were in Vegas when Lisa Marie Presley died.
No, I wasn't in Vegas. I was in Mexico.
Sorry. Yeah.
But it was. I just couldn't believe it. I had to call you. I'm like, oh my gosh, how does this happen?
And Grant, if you could get that song Lights Out by Lisa Marie.
Yes.
I think that was off of her very first album. And I was saying to Brittany, you know, Friday she filled in for you. I said, you know, if there's a person that I can think of that we've talked about for a solid 20 and a half years, as long as we've been on the air since 2002, it was Lisa Marie. Mm-hmm. There was always, we were always endlessly fascinated. If she did interviews.
And hopeful for her.
And yes. We remember when she got married to Nicolas Cage. We were just like, what?
Right.
And they were so hot together. And then they were together like 2 years. And he was married to Patricia Arquette when they met. And then 3 months after they were married, remember, she famously threw her
ring back in the ocean or the water.
Like a $500,000 ring in the drink.
Yep.
And then, you know, her album came out in 2003, and she waited till she was 35. Now, she's the daughter of Elvis Presley. She could have done it sooner. But she was in Scientology still. And then in 2012, she leaves Scientology, writes the blistering album Storm and Grace, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. She drops all kinds of depressive, suppressive,
Scientology language in it.
That she left and we went and saw her at the damn Fine Line.
We did.
I'm so glad we did. And we loved it. We thought she sounded so good. And I thought it was too short.
And I thought it was perfect.
It was a 55-minute show.
An hour concert.
No, but it, because I got home early. I had
great time.
But we were so excited to see her.
That was a big, this is.
She was on American Idol that year too, promoting that album. Did a Diane Sawyer interview.
And they're the ones who, the promoter took all of her money that she gave, you know, bad things. Think of her daughter now, Riley Keough, who's lost her brother, lost her mom. Think of her mom, who's lost her daughter. I mean,
I was watching the movie on Friday, and I was telling this to Lori. Everybody in that movie is gone except for her mother.
Yeah.
I mean, Priscilla's the only, I mean, you look at that movie, the entire, you know, it got her to, oh, it's just so sad.
Well, that's why she was so close with Jerry Schilling, because he was the youngest member of the TCB, Taking Care of Business, Elvis's group. Mm-hmm. He came into the group when he was like 18, and Elvis was, you know, eight years older.
And you know the pressure it would be to be a great musician, being Elvis's daughter, and I think this is what the grandson felt, you know, he felt like he could never live up to his grandfather's, you know, her son that died by suicide.
And
the music pressure, because
he looked just like him.
He did, but you can't.
And the drug and alcohol.
Yeah.
He's raised to Scientology. So since the age of six, he's been told you can make your own decisions. Mm-hmm. And so she always felt so bad about that. You know, that was the framework of his early life for both of her kids. Riley's, I don't think Priscilla's in it anymore either, because, but I do wonder if there's going to be a custody fight. Lisa Marie they just settled custody last year. She and this Michael Leigh, it took them 6 years to settle custody. She had the girls, the 14-year-old twins, 60%. Michael Lockwood has them 40%. Mm-hmm. His statement, Michael Lockwood.
What did he say?
By his publicist. Michael's world has been turned on its ear. I mean,
that's a non-statement statement.
And what, your world, my daughter's,
right?
You know, I mean, to me, yeah, he's probably wondering, Lisa paid him $6,000 a month. He's going to try and get 100% custody, but the word is that Danny Keough, Riley's dad, considers himself the stepfather of those girls. They've lived with him since 2020. Between he and Priscilla, they are going to try, and Riley could also, because she's 33. The girls are 14. To keep it 60-40.
Yeah.
They feel he just wants more money.
Of course he does. Remember, he was racking up $100,000 a month on the American Express cars when they were separated, and she didn't find out about it till after like a year or something.
But Austin Butler, Baz Luhrmann, all these people, I mean, Pink, she recorded with her. I mean, it was like, and 2 days before that, Jeff Beck had died, and Lisa Marie Presley was like buddies with Jeff Beck and his wife when she and Michael moved. Remember when she bought the estate in England?
England, yes.
And moved there. But it was like people from the rock and roll world, the political world, the entertainment, journalism, actors, everybody like knew her.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew people, and she was very, very like people really liked her because
I feel like she had a hard life.
Sean Lennon Ono said, you know, she was. There's only a few of us who know what it's like, meaning to have your dad
be a superstar and die young.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he came out the next day.
Yep. Yeah. And it was just, you know.
So the funeral is this Friday?
We don't know when the family funeral is. They're preparing Graceland. There will be a public memorial on Sunday at Graceland, and she will be buried in the meditation garden next to her son, Ben, who's next to Elvis on the other side. And just, you know, the week before when she'd been there, somebody who she was talking to in an interview, I don't know if it was People, but she was taking her for a walk. And she said, well, one day this is where I'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Graceland will always be in my family. It's in a family trust. It'll always stay in the family. It'll never be sold.
Mm-hmm.
That's worth $500 million, Graceland.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is. It's in a trust already. And then the person said, well, you're not going to be there for a while. And Lisa Marie kind of laughed. She said, no, I have a lot to do.
Mm. And
her official cause of death is deferred. They are doing toxicology reports and... But, I mean, Austin Butler and Baz Luhrmann, they did not walk the red carpet at the Critics' Choice Award. They came in right as the show started. Chelsea Handler hit it out of the ballpark. She was so good.
Oh, she's funny.
We watched part of that. And I just have to say, I'm going to tell you when we come back.
Yeah.
I agree with our original thought on this, and it still hasn't changed. So I'll tell you about it when we come back. Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julie here for First Equity Mortgage. Your mortgage super professionals, your friends in our community, are my talk partners and friends. And, you know, major companies stopped doing mortgages last week.
Oh, yeah, that was huge news. It was like, what? I guess maybe just having one option isn't a good plan for mortgage business.
No, and, you know, the thing with First Equity and their success is they are not wanting to win your business for one mortgage. They want to earn your business for life, and they really become your partner. And asking any questions, you know, what should I do? How do I get myself ready for the spring season? We know that interest rates have been fluctuating. They're down a little bit right now. So it's a little more competitive in the housing market, but you have to make sure your ducks are in row. Make sure you call our friend, David Lozinski, and his great team at First Equity. They can be reached by keyword David at MyTalk or 763-251-8000. Okay, so we talked about this. We talked about it again, and we've talked about it again. Now we're going to talk about it again. Everything, every place, all at where.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Okay, so I tried it again.
Okay,
so you've tried it on the airport. Plane twice.
But I just picked up where I left off. Okay. That was the wrong movie for an airplane ride.
Okay, well, I've tried it twice from the beginning on the airplane.
You couldn't get into
it.
I tried it, too.
I've tried it. And I'm thinking,
I'm going to watch it at home with Casey, just because my theory about the movie is, here's the thing that I love about movies on planes. I like watching old movies on planes, old sitcoms that I haven't seen for a while. I'll watch HGTV Beach House Vacation just so I can't, you know, because I'll never waste time. I never watch that at home.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a plane, I need something
easy.
I don't
easy. You want to think. You don't want to think. I agree. Because after trying
it's
to watch
it. It's the wrong movie on a plane.
After trying to watch it again, and the lady next to me tried to do it, and neither of us could, I ended up watching Me Before You again.
See, you did something light. Casey and I watch Blood Diamonds, and then I watch some Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Blood Diamonds.
I mean, seriously, you just do.
Yeah, and so I think it's the wrong
venue
for a movie. Is the
because
plane.
I tried it again, and I'm like, and I was like, wow, I just don't.
I did like at the Critics' Choice Award.
Because they swept it, and I thought, because Austin Butler didn't win, you know, they won Best Movie, and the Critics' Choice, they kind of say, is maybe something.
Well, no, it's not. The SAG Awards is actually the biggest predictor of Oscars, because the biggest voting academy within the academy are actors.
Sure.
So Critics' Choice is like 50-50.
Oh, okay.
But I was happy Better Call Saul won and Bob Odenkirk. And
he was so happy.
He was so happy. And that's why I hated Buzzkill Cate Blanchett and her anti-award show.
I almost died.
She was so insufferable.
Well, the reason, so she goes up to accept her award and says, bleep this, we should all... Why do we even have awards?
The patriarchy system of parading us up here. And in the meantime, there have been like 10 ecstatic people that have won.
Right. And the one where they announced two people at the same time, I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, they did Best Actor and Best Actress together of TV stuff.
I thought that was interesting.
That was a time thing. Yeah.
But for her to do that, and then I'm thinking, you can do that because you win all
9 BAFTAs, 2 ask, you know.
Like you said, give all those back. I have the audio. Do you want to hear it real quick?
Please, Academy, vote for Michelle Yeoh.
You're right.
Keep that in mind.
She was rude.
I thought it was rude.
Like, we hate awards. She's at an award show. We hate...
I can play it. It's 40 seconds. Oh, okay. You want to hear it?
Okay, sure.
Look, I would love it if we would just change
the bleeping.
It's like, what is this? It's this patriarchal pyramid where someone stands up here. Why don't we just say there is a whole raft of female performances that are in concert and in dialogue with one another? And stop the televised horse race of it all.
Oh, really?
Because can I tell you, every single woman, whether, you know, television, film, advertising, tampon commercials, whatever, you're all out there doing amazing work that is inspiring me continually. So thank you. I share this with you all.
This is with all of us who wear tampons.
Yeah, this has got to be the cringiest moment of her career.
Because she's lovely. Because I was telling Jeff when she was saying that, I said, she was right in front of us because she won
but she was very la-di-da, hoity-toity.
She's hoity-toity, but she's won the best clothes. She loves fashion. She
Did
loves
you
the
like
red carpet.
Her safari ball gown?
She didn't try.
No.
She didn't try. So apparently now she's done with it because she's won so many and she's bored.
And she's nominated for a Screen Actor Guild Award. She'll probably get... I want Michelle Yeoh to win. Anyway, Julia, I have a couple of TV things that you might... She was rude. Insufferably rude.
Mm-hmm.
Your documentary, which you were looking forward to watching, that debuted last Friday night, Breakpoint.
The tennis one.
The tennis one. Fantastic.
Oh, I can't
People
wait.
Are loving it. Following a look at the sports 2020 tour, starting with the Australian Open with hothead Nick
Kyrgios.
And the American hopeful Taylor Fritz are just some
Lovely.
Of the people. But anyway, people are liking that. The other show that people went crazy for, including... Grant and many other
and Jeff.
People and The Last of Us on HBO. Mm.
Oh! Yep, Jeff loved it. I fell asleep.
Epic.
Okay.
And then it's Kevin Costner's birthday today. He's 68.
Oh, I saw that. Oh. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Kevin.
And they didn't get any love at the SAGs, did they?
No.
Yellowstone.
No. He won the Golden Globe.
Yes. Okay.
For
Was he just, there to accept it?
No, he wasn't.
And that was the funny speech.
Yeah, Regina Hall had a very funny speech about he was sheltering in Santa Barbara because of the floods. And she couldn't stop laughing over sheltering in Santa Barbara.
It's hysterical.
So,
she's so funny.
That was a great speech. So you said earlier about the tennis documentary. Mm-hmm. Well, a little accidental sports talk. Rocco put something together for us. We can play this right now.
Did he make us
he
a
He made a little
bed?
Accidental, little sports center, or a little accident. We'll hear this, and then I'll give you a little news right after that.
Accidental sports talk.
That's fun.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah,
are you going to give us the big spoiler?
No, oh, no. Chris Everett, is that what you're talking about?
No,
no, no. Tennis legend Chris Everett had some incredible news that he was cancer-free.
Yeah. No.
We'll get to that,
we'll
Grant.
We'll get to that, Grant.
Yeah. But yeah.
Because she was on Good Morning America.
I saw
her.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
nice.
I saw her.
But the Casey and I binged over 4 days Viking Valhalla season 2.
The whole thing?
Well, there's only 8 episodes.
Oh, wow. I'm only 3 in.
It's epic.
Okay.
It's epic.
Well, the first one was so good.
And we rewatched the last episode of season 1 to get set up because so much happened and you forget all the warring factions. There's 3 stories, so that was an epic binge. And then the show, of course, loved The Last of Us. That's a huge hit for HBO Sunday night TV. But the show on Netflix, if you do like a heist drama that's a puzzle box, this wild show called Kaleidoscope.
Okay, but
And do you watch it in different order?
No, you can watch it however you want.
Awesome. I just let Netflix pick it for me.
Did you
do it in Roy
Did
G.
you
Biv.
Like it?
Oh my God,
I love it.
Loved it.
Did you too, Grant?
Yes, and loved I did it. I did it in Roy G. Biv because it's all, every episode is a color.
Yeah,
and so you can pick however you want.
What is Roy G. Biv?
Red, orange, yellow, green. It's the colors of the rainbow.
So I've never heard of
Roy G. Biv. It's something you learn in middle school. So that's how I did it when I watched it. But it is an amazing concept. You can go down your own path the way you pick it.
It's the number one show on Netflix.
I know, but I just thought
we just let Netflix. We just let Netflix, and the first episode was yellow 6 weeks before the heist.
Yes.
Then our next episode was 24 years before the heist, and then the next one was 5 days. But I guess we all will watch the same last episode, the white.
And also, don't, from what I've heard, don't start with the black episode because that gives too much information.
Okay, there's no black.
Was it? Well, maybe
green, yellow, violet, orange.
Maybe it was
blue,
white.
Red,
maybe
pink.
It was the white one. There's one episode you don't want to watch first.
I don't think Netflix is picking that one, but we just let Netflix. But it's pretty good.
Great concept.
Yeah, it's surprising and it's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It looked overwhelming. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
right.
We've seen other things that go back and forth.
It's not a first.
From the story, it adds to the suspense.